WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
10 years ago, a rock critic named Ira Kaplan decided he wanted to make music as well as write about it. So he formed a band, Yola Tango, with his partner in life, Georgia Hubley. Yola Tango has a new CD called I Can Hear the Heart Beating as One. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Then I heard the knock on the door. I couldn't catch my breath. Is it too late to call this off? We could slip away. Oh, wouldn't that be better? Me with nothing to say.
You can tell Ira Kaplan is a pop culture critic from his reference points. He steals a Pauline Kael title for one song, Deeper Into Movies, the name of a comic book for another, Green Arrow, and a Grand Funk Railroad title for still another, We're an American Band. Kaplan's group has been regularly compared in its energetic drone and flatly vehement lyrics to the ultimate rock critic's favorite, the Velvet Underground, even though Kaplan reportedly hates the comparison. But unlike a lot of critics' attempts at creating the sort of work they write about, there's little of the self-consciousness that often cramps a critical style. In other words, Yola Tango can rock out. On that song called Sugar Cube, Kaplan sings a zippy version of self-help rationalization, asserting that he's trying to be less uptight, trying to be more aware. Whatever you want from me, I'll try, he says, with a generousness of spirit that's rare in rock and roll. It may also help that the woman to whom he's probably addressing these sentiments is sitting nearby playing drums. I Can Hear the Heart Beating as One may at first seem dominated by Kaplan's thin, murmuring voice and jangly guitar, but Georgia Hubley's drumming and the bass playing of James McNew add layers of both rhythm and emotion to this music that adds unexpected depth. And Georgia's own occasional vocal performances have an eerie calmness that I find mesmerizing. They're like articulated dreams.
Scold me, that's all you've got to say.
Is all over the place stylistically. It takes a quick excursion into country music on 1 p.m. again, does a little bossa nova on The Center of Gravity, includes a cover of the Beach Boys' song Little Honda, and does a thrashing instrumental rave-up on Speck Bebop. For all of that, Yola Tango's material remains unified by the band's quiet confidence, not only in their music-making, but in their pervasive feeling that their simply stated musings about life and love tap into thoughts shared by everyone who hears them.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.